Praise the Lord. Paul, that was really a good introduction to the message for today. I titled it, What Are You Thinking? It's going to be, so we're, as he said, we're going to be going into our three-week fast here in just another, week and 2 days, something like that, getting started on it. And along with prayer and fasting, meditation is a big part of it. And so that's why I entitled it, What Are You Thinking? Meditation, let me just read what I found in here this week. It goes along with it very good. Psalms 145:5, and this is my Draw Near to God book. This is one that, I don't know, the church got us elders, or maybe everybody, I don't know if all the men got one or not, but it says, I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. That's a Psalms 145:5. And our thought life is important, so it's not surprising that the Bible has a lot to say about managing our minds. For better or worse, the things we think about influence our life. Our minds seldom quiet. We are always thinking about something. The good news is we have the ability to choose what we dwell on. That's a good thing, isn't it? We have the ability to choose what we dwell on. King David resolved that he would think about or meditate on the Lord's majesty and wondrous works. And we're going to be looking at some more of the Psalms. King David was just... When you read the Psalms, you know that he thought about the Lord a lot. He thought about God and about doing right and wrong and about the different things that we learn from the Scriptures. To meditate on something means to turn it over and over in our mind, contemplating the topic from several different angles. Practically speaking, if we know how to worry, we already know how to meditate. But unlike worry, meditation has the potential to direct our thoughts onto the positive aspects of God's nature and power. When we meditate on all the ways that God has worked on our behalf, it will stir our faith and increase our confidence that He will come through for us in the future. You pray with me, please. Father, I pray that you'll teach me to manage my mind, that you'll teach me, Lord, teach us how to meditate on your word, how to choose what we want to think about. Father, it's as it says, our minds are always thinking about something. So, Lord, that we'll choose what we want to think about, what we want to dwell on, what we want to meditate on. Father, as we look at your word today, Father, just speak to us through your word. Show us, Lord, how we can draw near to you, how we can walk steadfastly in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 12:2 talks about transforming our, being transformed by the renewing of our minds. It's what we think about, what we ponder, what our minds are going to. And one of the things that I pray in my prayer life, I pray for my children, grandchildren, and now great grandchildren. The need to protect our minds and guarding its purity about through the choices that we make about what we look at, what we listen to, and what we think about. That's just a daily prayer for me, and it's important. As you know, the things you look at, the things that you listen to, and the things you think about are all important to impress impurity on our lives. So let's begin today in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians 10, and we're going to look at verses 3 through 6 in 2 Corinthians 10 today. There we go. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. So verse 5 there says that we take every thought captive. You know how your thoughts can run wild sometimes? You have to get a hold of them. You have to take them captive and bring them back to where they're supposed to be. We don't always think the way we're supposed to. I have to take mine captive quite often, bring it back to the way it's supposed to be. There's just things in business that rise up against us that we don't like, and sometimes I'd struggle to get mine captive and bring them back where they're supposed to be. And so I'm sure that I'm not the only one that has that problem. Let's go to Proverbs now, chapter 4. Proverbs 4, let's talk about these three things about what we listened to, think about, and look at. Psalms, Proverbs. Chapter 4, verses 20 through 27. So, here King Solomon is giving us some wisdom again. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. So, the first verse there is talking about what we listen to pay attention to what we listen to. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. So these verses go along with the prayer that I talk about what you look at, what you listen to, and what you think about. And now we're going to go to Psalms. Let's begin in Psalms 1. As you know, there's a whole lot of the Psalms that talk about meditating on the Word of God, meditating on good things. We're going to start on Psalms 1, and then we'll be in Psalms 119 as well. Psalms chapter 1 begins out and says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. It is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So the Lord takes delight in what we meditate on. There in verse 2, it says, on his law he meditates. The one who takes delight in the law of the Lord meditates on his law day and night. So that's why Paul was saying it's so important to get the Word of God into us, because then we have something we can think about. Most of you have, at some time in your life, maybe each day, you come upon something that's a struggle, and yet God gives us the words from His Word that we need. He brings it to our remembrance so that we can remember what we've learned from the Word of God and what His promises are. His promises are so good, and so we can learn to walk in them and to depend on His promises from His Word. Now over in Psalms 119, just over towards the end of the Psalms, I just want to look at verses 9 through 16. As I said, there's several places in Psalms 119 that talk about meditation and about why it's important that we meditate on the law of the Lord and on His precepts. But verses 9 through 15 there, the one that says Beth at the beginning of it, at the top of it there, says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts, or I meditate on your word, and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. So these seven verses are so important to how we can keep our way pure, how we can walk in the ways of the Lord, how we can live according to His word. It's by meditating on His word day and night. And then today I want to finish up in Philippians chapter 4. These are the verses that talk about the things that we should think about. Finally, brothers, he says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these kind of things, or such things as these. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So, if we look for what's true, look for truth in the things that we're thinking about. That's why it's important to meditate on the Word of God, to train our thoughts to meditate on Him, on His Word, because it's truth. His word is always truth. And whatever is noble, it says, whatever is honest. Think about the best way to honesty. Be men and women of integrity. Guard your hearts to do the right thing. And whatever is right, talking about justice, doing what is right, getting along with other people, sharing life with others and making it easy for them to get along with you. Think about whatever is pure. Whatever is, when I think of pure water, so I have really good water at home. Jamie's is kind of rusty. And so when I think of pure water, I think of what I have and compared to hers. Hers has a little kind of a red tint to it even. So we had to get the guy back to check on it because she was just getting too much rust color coming through. And he said, so Kenneth Keene does our well stuff. And he called me yesterday. He said, normally, rust is one or two particles. She's got seven. And he said, hardness is normally between 2 and 10. And I think hers is 68 of hardness. It's like terrible. And so he said, I had to get a new head to put on her rust remover, on her iron filter. So he brought a new head and put it on. And he said, make sure that she doesn't use a lot of the good water for her animals. He said she's going through her softener cycle, has to go more than once a day if she continues to use as much water as she has been. So when you think about something that's pure, it's something that's clear and good. So think about what is pure. How about whatever is lovely? When I think of something that's lovely, I think of nature. God's nature is just the things in the world, the things that you see and God's provision in nature is just so lovely. I'm noticing that the leaves are falling already before we had a frost this year. We've lost our moisture, so the leaves are dying out, turning colors already and falling, even though we haven't had a frost. Normally it takes a frost to turn the leaves, the pretty colors, but I've got them all over at home already, just coming down from lack of water. So the things that are lovely, think about that. Think about what is admirable. And if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, then think about those things. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking? And I want you to learn. God wants us to learn to train our minds to think about good things, to think about things that are true and noble and right and pure, lovely and admirable. So as you go through your days this week, remember to keep your mind in check, to manage your mind, bring it around to think about the good things in life, think about positive things. And as we go into our time of, and by the way, we did get books ordered for those of you who want one of the books on the Daniel fast. They haven't come yet, right? Or they are here. Okay. So Karen, you'll be able to get yours. Julie has those. If anybody else would like a book, we got five of them. Nobody else said anything, but we did get some more. So if somebody else would like one of the books that talk about the Daniel fast, well, you're welcome to get that and read it. If you don't want to keep it, you want to return it so somebody else can read it, that's fine as well. But we do have five of the books that talk about it. And as I said, we'll be starting that on the 1st of October, going through the 21st. So we're going to do a 21-day Daniel fast. There are still a lot of fasting for 21 days is a little different than a 3-day fast where you have no food. And so we want you to be healthy while you're fasting. We don't want anybody to pass out and But make sure that you, even the Daniel fast, I'm going to tell you this, make sure that you still get the nourishment that you need, that you pay attention to what God says, not what we say or what the Daniel fast says, but go with what you have to do for your body. The main thing, as Paul said, the main thing that I want to stress is that it's a time of prayer and meditation. It's a time of drawing closer to God. It's a time that we're looking for wisdom as we come to the to vote this year. We're at a real critical time in our country, and we believe that God has called us to this fast as a corporate body. So that's what we're doing. But it's not about, we're not trying to lose weight. We're not trying to, it's not about the diet, but it's about our time with the Lord. And fasting is a time to spend with the Lord. And so think about what you're thinking about this week. Spanky had a real good analogy in Sunday school this morning. He said when his boys were growing up, they would say, I didn't think it would hurt anything if something happened. He said, think about the first three words that you just used. I didn't think. So our thought life is important. What we think about is important. And so make sure that you do think positive thoughts and bring your thought life around to the Word of God. Focus on His Word. So if there's anybody who needs prayer for any reason, as the praise team comes, we'll sing a final song. And if you need prayer, come. We'd love to pray with you. And if you don't want to come up and you just want to have somebody to pray with you where you are, there's people with you who are able to pray for you as well. So it's not something that you have to come up front for.